If you've ever been in a position where your confidence was shaken and you feel like you've been knocked down so hard, you're doubting if you can make decisions effectively, you're doubting your ability to lead or to speak up without feeling like you have to be on the defense or feeling like you're not good enough, or maybe you are tired of feeling like a fraud. Today, I'm sharing one no-fluff strategy to boost your self-belief and step into your power to take actions that will serve the most confident version of yourself, okay? But first, listen, I got a story for y'all. A few years ago, I was pulled over by the police and my car was searched for guns and drugs. Now listen, spoiler alert, okay, they ain't find nothing because nothing was in the car. And real talk, if you know me, drugs and guns ain't it. Now, listen, real talk, your girl likes to indulge in a little happy hour every now and then. But I drive responsibly. I have a designated driver, typically big sis. And real talk, if you want to catch a bottle in the car, it's going to be either a bottle of water or an unopened bottle of wine for me to transport to a friend's house. Okay, but anywho, I should say rental car because it wasn't my car. I actually had rented a car. But I was driving from Virginia to Edison, New Jersey to conduct a workshop on confident communication for leaders. And I want to say it was either about 8 or 9 o'clock. And here's the thing, I never drive that late at night. But at that point, my mom was having some health challenges. She was in the hospital. And so I didn't get a chance to leave until late. And so it was about, I want to say maybe a 6.5 hour drive from Virginia to Edison, New Jersey. And I'm driving along Route 113 in Maryland. And if anyone is familiar with that highway, either Route 113 or even Route 13, you know that at some point it gets crazy dark. That's one thing. And on Route 113, it becomes, at that point in time, it became a one-lane highway. It's a two-way highway now. And so you are looking at cornfields, a few houses sporadically, and you're on this one-lane highway, and then there are other cars closely driving next to you in the opposite direction. So I'm driving, praying for safe travels, and listening to Bodak Yellow by Cardi B. You can't me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Okay, wait a minute, I'm getting too ahead of myself, but anywho, listen, people, don't judge me. Okay, 3 things can be true at one time. You can curse, pray, and love the Lord. But anywho, suddenly I see these police lights flashing in my rearview mirror, and so I'm like, oh Lord. So I pull over and the anxiety starts to build. And next thing you know, I'm standing outside of my car next to some cornfields. It's black as I don't know what outside. And it's one officer who's asking me, do I have any drugs or guns in the car? And he calls another group of officers. And so a few minutes later, a black Suburban pulls up and about 3 plain clothed officers get out of their car to join the one officer who pulled me over. And so at that point, y'all, I'm nervous. Oh, before that, I had called my sister and I'm telling her, look, I'm being pulled over and I'm nervous and I'm afraid, really. And so as the one officer is searching my car, the other ones, or one of them or two of them, they start to ask me about what I do for work. And so I said, I'm delivering a workshop or a talk in the morning on being confident as a leader, speaking with confidence. And then one of the officers says to me, for you to teach confidence, you're not appearing real confident right now. You look real, real nervous and anxious. And I said, yeah, I am. Have you watched the news lately? Because listen, y'all, for me, I don't even care about the workshop. I don't care about that car. I just want to make it home alive to my family. I'm also thinking about the suspicious death at that time of Sandra Bland, who was pulled over. And next thing you know, she dies in jail. And listen, let's just be clear. Sandra Bland was the one of many different cases before and after her where a person lost their lives, okay, at the hands of an officer who got a little too trigger happy, or who allowed their emotions and their biases to get ahead of them. And so here's the thing. Of course, they found abso-freaking-lutely nothing in the car. But the reality is, I was really sitting here thinking, are they going to put something in the car? Because the man, y'all, he was looking so hard. He was looking really hard. When I seen him pop the back of the trunk and take my stuff out of my suitcase, I was like, oh, he may be trying to plant something on me. And then my mind was like, okay, why would you call these male officers? For me, there's not a female officer. They didn't search me personally, but I'm like, they're standing around me and we're having this conversation about my profession and whether they believed that was a quote unquote expert in this profession because I appear to be so nervous. Meanwhile, I'm trying to look while I'm speaking to them, while this man is rummaging through my trunk, to make sure he's not planting anything. It was just all so confusing. And again, very, very scary. And the next thing you know, I'm standing there while trying to grin and bear it through a smile while questioning my entire life, my entire being. And again, of course, afterward, people were saying, well, why would you? They wouldn't have searched my car. Listen, I just wanted to make it home, okay? And I don't care who you are and what role, what your status is in life. For many of us, when you are Black and you are driving and you see a cop car pull up behind you, the first thing you think of is, oh, Lord, please, I hope he's not trying to pull me over. It's a whole other level of anxiety that you have. And it has nothing to do with you being involved in criminal behavior or you thinking you got something to hide. And the reality is your chances at living, at fighting injustice is 100 times better when you fight from your home versus fighting from the damn side of the road, like me, okay? And so here's the thing, though. Of course, they found abso-freaking-lutely nothing in the car. And to the grace of God, I get back in the car, I call my big sis, and I'm a mess, y'all. I'm crying, I'm angry, I'm hurt, I'm confused, because to this day, I still don't know why he pulled me over, okay? I walked away with no ticket, no nothing. And so initially he said it was a work zone and I was going over the speed limit, which was BS because even at that time of the night, because of the work zone, there were cars that were following behind me. So I'm just going along with the flow of traffic. And so maybe, okay, I give myself maybe going over 5 miles, but again, it's a one lane highway and there were other cars before and after me. So how could I be? But anywho, that's a story for another day. I get back in the car, I call my big sis, and I'm telling her, I think I'm going to turn around and come back to mommy's house. And so my sister says to me, listen, you always telling people to protect your magic. Now you've got to do the same for yourself. And for me, at that moment, y'all, I am starting to second guess myself. I'm starting to second guess the decisions that I'm making in my life. I'm starting to think that maybe this is a sign that I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing. Again, I'm on this entrepreneurial journey. I'm still in these uncharted waters trying to figure things out. And I'm gonna keep it totally real with y'all. I also felt very guilty for proceeding on with my life when my mom was in the hospital. And so my mind starts to tell me, how dare I continue to do this workshop and show up when you know your mom is not in a good place. And so surely this must be a sign that you should just not follow through or show up for these people in the morning. And again, it didn't help that these cops were kind of smirking and laughing at my nervousness and questioning my ability to be a quote unquote expert in this field, yet I'm nervous and shaken standing on the side of the road. And so here's one huge lesson that I learned that night and many nights and moments that happened with other things in my life. Confidence isn't a fixed emotion. Everybody has their day. of feeling a lack of confidence. Everybody has their day of second guessing themselves. Today might be my day, tomorrow may be your day. It's not a matter of if your confidence dwindles, it's a matter of when your confidence dwindles. Stay ready. You stay ready with practices and rituals that will help you move through those emotions that are trying to tell you to stop the plans for your life. Those emotions are telling you to shrink when you know it's time for you to shine. And then we also have to be mindful. And I know that I've grown in a household and my friends and I have had these discussions where you're about to do something big and then something goes wrong. And then you start to tell yourself, oh, this is a sign. This must be a sign that I shouldn't be doing this and that I should pause and I should rethink some things. No. Again, this is a sign that you're about to level up. You see, here's the thing that I've realized about self-doubt. Self-doubt is 50-50, right? Self-doubt is a choice. You can choose to believe the negative or you can choose to believe the positive. So you have to stay ready with practices and rituals to help you get unstuck. By the way, if you are tired of your fears and self-doubt dragging you down the rabbit hole of overthinking and second-guessing, join my free 5-day email course, where I slide into your inbox with strategies and a simple but powerful practices to help you confidently show up at work and in life. Anywho, after that crazy moment on the side of the road, again, my confidence was shaken. I started to question what I was doing, but I made the decision to keep going. I made the decision to show up at that workshop at 8 a.m. I was still nervous, confused. I'm hella tired because, of course, I didn't sleep. I kept thinking, what about me made it appear to these officers that I was transporting drugs? Did I look like I was on drugs or look like I was carrying drugs? I don't know. Of course, I'm hearing these officers questioning my ability to remain calm or unfazed by the fact that they got me on the side of the road by some cornfields trying to say that I have drugs and I'm supposed to be calm and unfazed by it, right? And so I'm building a story about the fact that, Candia, you're not really about this life. You're not really about this life of teaching other people how to show up and be confident and speak confidently about who you are and what you do and making decisions and all the things, if you can't live that life all day, every day, when the reality is nobody can. Confidence is not a fixed emotion. Free yourself from that expectation because it's holding you back. Free yourself of thinking that you have to be confident 24/7. It is holding you back from your next level in life. But anywho, I showed up at that presentation and I killed it. And years later, I'm so proud of myself for moving past that moment. Because from that one speaking engagement, number one, the company hired me back for several other talks after that speaking engagement. It was a huge pharmaceutical company. And so I was able to build relationships with other departments within the company. And I did some additional work for them. And then people who worked at the company recommended me to other companies. So I say all of this to say, you know what's scarier than taking a bold leap of faith, regretting that you never did? Sometimes you got to pause to recognize some of the thoughts that you're feeling in the moment, show yourself some compassion, and remember who you are and what you're made of. Beyond the title that you hold at this moment of mother, wife, vice president, manager, who are you and what are you made of? And listen, while it's always nice to hear from other people who sing praises about your strengths and your accolades, it's important that you know it and you own it. The best relationship that you will ever have is the relationship that you have with yourself, because you're with you all day, every day. You are the only one who knows your mindset. You are the only one who knows the pinky promises you've made to yourself about yourself and how you were able to overcome some of the challenges. Your confidence will be shaken. What matters is not what happens, but how you react to what's happening. And real talk, the truth is, it's really not about needing confidence. It's about embracing actions and routines that move us beyond feeling ill-equipped or inadequate. And so at that moment, I want to say when I was on Route 113, it was 2 hours from Virginia Beach, and I probably had 4 more hours to go. And besides chatting to my sister, I had to have a better conversation about myself being very well prepared for this moment. Another thing, we have to stop ourselves from getting on that emotional roller coaster of guilt and overwhelm. Now, here's the thing. You can allow yourself to feel all the feels. You can allow yourself to feel sad, anger, overwhelm. Hell, you can allow yourself to cry if you want to. In fact, allow those things to happen and still trust that you can show up in a way that is healthy and productive for yourself and those around you. Another thing, get yourself out of the habit of blaming other people, regardless of what happened, because who you blame, you give your power to. So at that moment that my confidence was shaken, of course I could sit around and blame those officers who still probably could not explain to me why they pulled me over. And again, I walked away without a ticket, without nothing. But I also realized that if I stay stuck at blaming them, where does that leave me? Where is my power? So who you blame, you give your power to. So what we have to remember is that when it comes to rebuilding our confidence, confidence is a muscle. It needs its own kind of workouts in the glow-up gym of life to truly show up and shine. Now, I got a challenge for you coming up, a few exercises for you, because I'm going to put you back in the glow-up gym. But ideally, there are 3 exercises that you have to embrace to start rebuilding that confidence. 1, it's important for you to revisit who you are and what you're made of. 2, it's important that you embrace an OMG practice. OMG is an acronym. It stands for an observable moment of gratitude. It's a powerful practice that can help you shift gears from chaos to calm. And ideally, it helps you to focus on what's going right instead of worrying about everything that went wrong. And the last no-fluff thing that you can do is put yourself into situations that will challenge some of the assumptions that you are making about your past or even your future. And here's the thing that I've realized when it comes to exploring who we are. Many of us are rock stars at singing the praises about other people, but not ourselves. And so we have to start having a better conversation about our very own potential, and reminding ourselves of some of the challenges that we've been through and how we overcame them. And I also think that it's important to be able to talk about who you are beyond the titles or the characteristics that society has placed on you. Who are you? How would you describe yourself without those titles of wife, mother, manager, executive, or entrepreneur? The other day, I watched a clip of Eva Marcel. So y'all know Eva Marcel. She's from America's Next Top Model. She was on the Tamron Hall show, and she talked about how she was depressed after going through a divorce. And part of the reason why she was depressed is because she didn't know who she was outside of wife, mother. So now that the divorce was taking place, how would she describe herself? And I've realized that for me as well, that sometimes if I feel like a title is in jeopardy or is taken away from me, I am left to wonder or to challenge my place in the world. And so when your confidence is shaken, you got to spend some time discovering who you are. If you have a journal, I love to journal. I love journal prompts. I'm about to share some with you in a second. But for me, one of the things that I've moved away from is I try not to introduce myself by my job title. Even when I am delivering a workshop, I don't go into the fact that I'm a leadership development trainer, award-winning, blah, 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 blah. No. Depending on the audience and the purpose of my presentation, I may talk about what I'm committed to at the moment. I may talk about my mission in life. I may talk about some of the conversations that I want to change, what's bringing me joy at the moment. Because the reality is, regardless of the client that I'm serving at the moment, no one can take that away from me. And typically, those titles confine you to someone else's box. It confines you to a moment of time. And then when that moment is gone, you're left wondering again, well, who am I? If I'm no longer the vice president, who am I? When my kids leave the house and they married and moved on and living their own lives and they don't really need me anymore, who am I? I've heard it too many times before. When a moment is no longer available to you, for many different reasons. Sometimes we get fired. Sometimes you realize this career is not for you anymore. Sometimes you realize this man, this woman ain't for you no more. That moment is gone. Sometimes you realize I'm no longer the mother who has to take my kid to school every day. My kids got lives. They driving, doing all the things. You're no longer needed. And then you're left wondering, who am I? So for me, it's important to revisit my I am statements. For instance, I am a woman who finds strength in meditation, yoga, and Pilates. I am a woman who finds joy in gardening. I'm a woman who loves to experiment in my garden with different soils and seeds. And I believe that just like my plants are unique, so are the people that I work with. And so that passion for growing the best broccoli, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and all the things, that passion for growing plants also translates to my passion for helping people to grow into that next best version of themselves, to helping leaders in the workplace become more confident and clear in their communication. I am a woman who loves to indulge in happy hour moments with my friends where I lose all track of time. I'm a woman who has recently discovered the joys of hiking in Costa Rica. I'm a woman who loves to celebrate other women, particularly women of color who are doing extraordinary things in their communities. I am exceptionally proud of myself for my ability to bounce back from some pretty, pretty dark places at one time in my life. I'm a woman who appreciates the fact that my body has an internal alarm clock. And it's very, very rare that I need an alarm clock to wake up at 5 a.m. or 4:30 a.m. My body just knows. And I love that about me. So now I want to stop for a second because I want to ask you to think about, how would you describe yourself in the moment? What is it that you love? What brings you joy? I'm always surprised that when I ask many of my clients who I would deem to be very successful in their lives, what brings you joy? And they don't even know how to answer that. So it's important to be able to explain to yourself, most importantly, where do you find your strength? When you look at your body, what makes you proud? When you look at some of the things that you've gone through, what are you proud of? Beyond the accolades, the achievements, what are the mindset shifts that you can be exceptionally proud of? These things should be able to roll off your tongue. And again, during those moments when you lose confidence, you just need to go back to perhaps that journal where you've written this stuff down. And if you haven't, don't worry, your girl got you covered today. So practicing or revisiting your I am statements is one of the exercises. It's like your warm-up exercise to rebuilding your confidence. And I would say that even if it's hard for you to revisit where you've been and what you've been able to overcome, I would challenge you to focus on what are some of the things that you aspire to do. What are some of the conversations that you aspire to change? What are some of the dreams that you have? And then use that as an opportunity to give yourself a new challenge to show back up in your life, to recognize that when you open your eyes, as long as you open your eyes and you are breathing,
That means you have an opportunity to reset.
So I challenge you with spending some time today or over the weekend reminding yourself of who you are and what are you made of, so that when that imposter moment or when that moment where you are feeling inadequate creeps in, you're ready for it.
I want to give you another special gift.
In addition to my free Unstoppable Challenge, I am going to also upload these sentence prompts as a worksheet. And the purpose of this worksheet, of course, is not for you to complete it in one setting, but I want you to really look at owning who you are and what you're made of. And that may take some time. It may be a prompt that you look at every single Friday at the end of the week to recognize the times when you thrived under some challenging situations, to recognize those times when you needed to celebrate yourself for achievements, small or large. It may be the moments that you need to recognize that you had a shift in perspective, that you showed up differently, and you need to acknowledge that. That is it for me today, party people. If this episode resonated with you in any way, share it with your people so they can share it with their people. And also, give me a shout out on the Instagram or the Facebook streets and let me know what part of this episode resonated with you the most. Talk soon.